This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend.
Love in the air here on the DJB Experience. Very important conversations as well. I'm thankful to have Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan at the, I don't know, not at my service. That's not about me, it's about you, at your service and on your side. It is sexist.
Yeah, right.
And we all know that I'm not. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here in a few minutes with an update on important medical information. Right now, from New Jersey, we go to Victoria Keelan, who is a Jerseyite. Is that the best way of people who come from New Jersey or Jerseyites? What do they call people? Jerseyans? What do they call?
I don't know. I'm just a Jersey girl.
People from New Jersey. I wish that you would have answered Dougie going, yeah, how you doing, Dougie?
Okay. That is not how people talk.
Oh, come on. I've seen the Jersey Shore.
That's not a Sopranos talk.
Cabs are here.
He's from Rhode Island, okay? So no one on Jersey Shore was from New Jersey. However, I did watch the show.
That is refreshing. All right. So anyway, where was I? Oh.
I don't know. You were going somewhere with Jersey.
I was. There's a new gaming opportunity in New Jersey. Apparently, they're opening up some casinos, and skill-based slot machine operators are going to be allowed. Payout determined by the player's ability. I never thought there was any skill involved in using a slot machine. Certainly on my part, there wasn't any skill. I remember the first time I ever went to Las Vegas was for a bus convention when I was in the bus business in the 1970s.
I know, right?
It was very glamorous. And I brought $300 with me. And I had four people that were working with me that were on the trip with me. And we went to a casino. I don't even remember. I think it was the Dunes, which is no longer in existence. And I just sat there like a fool and pulled. It was not electric like it is now. You put the money in the slot and you pull it. That's why they call them one-armed bandits.
Yeah, back in the good old days, you could hear the money falling out when you won.
Right, exactly. So anyway, I had no idea, but a lot of you who go to these gambling joints probably know, maybe you are among that group has figured out how to work the slot machines. How do you do that? How do you figure out, there's a skill to figuring out how the slot machines work, and people have figured it out, and they used to chase those people off the floor, like they, people who counted cards when you were playing at the blackjack table, find those people and throw them out. Well, there were people that used to figure out how the slot machines worked, and they'd play the machines and win. And then when people watch these guys who walk around the floors, watch this stuff, they can figure out who knows how to do it. They throw them out. But now they're encouraging them, apparently, in New Jersey. So, is Atlantic City and some of the other. Where else do they have gambling inside Atlantic
City?
Well,
there was, I believe, at one of the racetracks, at Monmouth Park Racetrack, they were talking about putting in slot machines and things like that. In New York, at Yonkers Raceway, they also have, it's like a casino and the Trotters. So I think that that's sort of the direction they're moving in.
All right. But, clarification. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, Atlantic City is in such disarray right now. It's bankrupt. I mean, it's terrible. So I don't know about adding more stuff to Atlantic City being the answer. Fixing what's currently there maybe is a better approach.
All right. So how much influence did, not to make this political, but was Trump, didn't Trump close all of his stuff down on the boardwalk?
Well, he didn't close it. Closed down. Yeah, he got.
Is that
he
where
got
he
out
went
well.
Bankrupt? Is that one of his bankrupt things?
It was one of his bad times. Yeah, because he lost a ton in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Next up, there's a move afoot, apparently, according to an informed source, that George Soros is funding some people or some groups that are trying to get into the hierarchy of the Catholic Church and change the way the Catholic Church operates.
I hadn't heard that. Who's your source?
Live on the scene.
Oh, wait. It was me.
Our resident Catholic. All right, so what's the story?
Well, the story has sort of come out linked to these WikiLeaks emails, and in the emails, the Clinton campaign, some of the higher-ups, Jen Palmieri specifically, who's the Clinton campaign spokesperson, was making fun of Catholics, making fun of Rupert Murdoch for baptizing his kids Catholic.
That's a good way to get votes.
Yeah, right? Especially because when you consider that the Catholic Church, like whoever the Catholics support in the last, I think, five elections has actually become president of the United States. So, and they're kind of a group where it tends to skew more Democrat, but you know, I mean, there's a good mix. So offending
Catholic
that group and
Democrats?
saying that conservative Catholicism is just one step away, but more acceptable to rich people than evangelicalism, like being an evangelical Christian is one of the other things they're saying. So then you find out that George Soros has been trying to hijack the Catholic Church over the last several years. He put in a ton of money into these two fake sort of shill Catholic groups to try to influence Pope Francis. Remember when he came to the U.S. last year?
Yeah.
Before the presidential election year started. And he wanted to push American bishops towards supporting social justice causes. So these two groups that were highly funded, I think in the millions of dollars, he labeled these groups Catholic, and he started putting pressure on these higher-ups in the Catholic Church to become more socially liberal and to get away from more of the conservative Catholic values. And people aren't taking too kindly to that because these are not real Catholics. I mean, the idea is, yes, there can be discussions about reform within the Catholic Church, but let the Catholic Church decide that, right? The people that are actually Catholics, not fake shill organizations set up by George Soros.
Uh-huh. All right. That sounds like it would make a good... We could spend an hour
That's
on that.
That's a movie, right?
Yeah, it is. However...
Well, and then you hear about George Soros, and then he's the one that also pays for people to go protest in these Black Lives Matter protests, the ones that are from out of town. This is like a college fund set up by George Soros.
George Soros is the equivalent on the left of the...
Koch brothers?
Koch brothers on the
But
right.
The Koch brothers are sort of quiet during this election because they don't like
They've been
Trump.
Very quiet, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
they're
they
not
don't
funding
like
anybody.
They're not,
right.
Yeah, they don't like, they're funding
Which
plenty
is actually,
of
by the way, a check in the positive column for Trump.
Yeah. You're right.
But the Koch brothers aren't involved.
Okay, in a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on this program, is going to answer the question, can olive oil be used to treat constipation? Up next here.
Let's ask Popeye.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Get to Kohl's starting Thursday and get your family ready for fall with 40 to 50% off Sonova Goods for Life apparel and footwear and 50 to 60% off sheets, blankets, and throws. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/13 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, here we are. We're at quarter past the hour. Dr. Kren... Wait a minute.
Kren Kronhaus.
Where did that come from? Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a medical expert. Well, you like that, huh? And also a fabulous cardiologist. I've gotten into this word fabulous, and I can't seem to... It's right there every time I open my mouth. Anyway, Ken is extraordinarily credible, and that's why he's on this program, has a lot of science in his background, and thus the question on olive oil being used to treat constipation will be taken seriously here. What's the answer?
Well, yes, this is very serious, Doug. Olive oil may be a safe and healthy way to get stools moving again. The fats in olive oil, Doug, can help make the insides of the bowel smoother, making stools easier to pass. It can also help the stool hold in more water to keep it softer. So what do? 1 tablespoon of olive oil taken on an empty stomach in the morning may relieve constipation for many healthy adults. Taking more than this amount can lead to diarrhea and cramps and is not recommended. Olive oil is not recommended for babies and children with constipation.
All right. So let's talk about any of the healthy oils. Look, why not coconut oil? Or in addition to olive oil, couldn't you use any of these healthy oils to do the same thing? Because you're really basically greasing the pipe. Isn't that really what's going on?
This is what's been reported, and maybe a study needs to be done on the olive oils, the other oils, but olive oil has just been studied and reported to be effective.
If you're cooking your food in olive oil, why would you need to take extra? If you're having something every day that's cooked somehow in olive oil, would that be enough?
That should be great.
Okay. All right, let's talk about menopause, one of our favorite focuses here. More evidence that menopause and its impact or the brain fog that women experience going through menopause is real. Where did this information come from?
Journal of Neuroscience, September 28, 2016. Those memory lapses many women notice, Doug, around menopause, they're real, and they can begin at a relatively young age. It's common for women going through menopause to complain of brain fog, that's forgetfulness and difficulty concentrating and thinking clearly. A woman's performance on certain memory tests, Doug, tends to dip as her estrogen levels drop, and it happens during the average age range of menopause. Menopause, 45 to 55.
Can we underscore thinking clearly there?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
I think you're living this study.
I might be. All right. I'm not going to accuse anybody of that, but it's interesting to hear how all the pieces fit together. Anyway, plaque, calcium pills, the buildup of plaque in the artery. Now, this is going to be something that's difficult to understand. You got about a minute to explain it well. If we're told as we get older to make sure there's plenty of calcium in our system, but I don't know if anybody tells you how much actually to take supplementation-wise. If you take too much, it looks like you could be in serious trouble.
Absolutely. Journal of the American Heart Association, Doug. Calcium should be in the blood, it should be in the bones, but not in the circulation. So taking excess calcium in the form of supplements may harm the heart and vascular system. There does not seem to be any harm in eating a heart-healthy diet that includes calcium-rich foods, and it may even be a beneficial thing for the heart, but patients should really discuss any plan to take calcium supplements with their doctor to sort out a proper dosage or whether they even need such supplements. If you take any calcium supplement, make sure you take it with vitamin D, but try to get your calcium from your diet.
All right, let's talk about your arteries as long as we're there and Superbeets. Give us 30 or 40 seconds on why Superbeets is so good for your arteries.
Sure. We learned from the Nobel Prize-winning research awarded in 1998 that there's a messenger in the body called nitric oxide. It's the third most important gas besides oxygen and carbon dioxide. The red blood cells need to carry oxygen from head to toe, use it as energy to burn and make energy in the body. In order for the red blood cell to get into the pipes, into the circulation, it needs to first release nitric oxide so that the blood vessels open up and let the oxygen with the red blood cell in. You have to continuously make nitric oxide, so you need the building blocks of nitric oxide. Neogenes, the company, makes two products, Superbeets, which gives you a boost of nitric oxide, and Neo 40, which increases the tank at your saliva check to see if you need Neo 40.
800-655-4183 for Superbeets.
Feed not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We start out the focus on the Prince concert with Prince music, and then quickly go to the likes of Stevie Wonder, who's going to be among the featured performers tonight, paying tribute to the late Prince. The great concert schedule at his place in Minnesota. I think it's tonight's going to be taped and played back when? Next week? When is that show supposed to re-air? Anybody know?
I don't know if it is going to air. No,
I think it is. I think I saw something about it.
I hope so, and it's going to be a great concert.
Yeah. Also, besides Stevie Wonder being there, Christina Aguilera performing tonight at the concert.
She's always great, but it's kind of she's a weird person to have in that mix, right?
Yeah.
I thought Chaka Khan was a weird mix. She's in that mix as well tonight.
They did a song together, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
Chaka Khan and Prince? Well, Chaka Khan makes more sense to me than Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm. Although, I don't know, Christina's kind of got those chops.
Whoa.
Oh, she totally does. I just don't get a Prince connection from her.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so that's the story tonight. We'll find out, I'm sure, somehow, rebroadcast. It wouldn't be. All that talent, there's a lot of holes in television for a talent like that to be aired.
Totally.
For sure. And put that whole thing to good use. All right, let's focus on some country music. Here's Brett Eldridge, award-winning country music artist, big baritone voice here, Jen. He says that he looks to classic male singers like Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, Ray Charles to influence his music and his personal style. He said, "Frank influenced me more than any other artist. His music is timeless, and the way he phrased things, you believe every word he ever sang."
I also learned style from him. He was a picture of confidence. Isn't that?
Yeah.
It's always, that's wonderful to have that.
Confidence, yeah, and definitely the phrasing. And I think that matters. When you're trying to sell a song, there are singers who sing songs, and then there are singers who
right.
are songs.
Yeah.
You know, they
that's
yeah.
a great
really...
way of putting it. But confidence, isn't that, it's a great thing for both men and women to exude confidence, no matter what their life.
And how often does it happen? I mean, I did it when I was, I was such a little shy kid. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, forget it. You gotta fake it till you make it.
Right.
Good lesson.
He's only 30 years old.
Yeah.
Really? He likes Sinatra. He says that he's achieved success within the country music arena since the release of his first album for Atlantic Nashville in 2013. But his new single, Wanna Be That Song, has hit the top spot on the charts this week. Sixth consecutive number one single for him, along with Don't Ya, Drunk on Your Love, and Lose My Mind. We like those tunes. The album, by the way, that's out now is called Glow. It's a Christmas album. It'll be out. It'll be out later on this fall. He said, "I've been waiting my whole life to make this record. I'm a Christmas freak. I feel like a child a lot of the time. Anyway, don't we all? If we don't, we ought to.
Yes,
isn't that? I mean, we all ought to feel more childlike. That makes us so much, I think, better off. What's this?
He's making a list.
Check it out for Christmas.
You're going to find out who's naughty and nice.
Maybe he covers this on his new album.
Santa Claus is coming.
After talking so much about Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby, I would think that he would have some confidence in them.
By the way, send a note to Frank Sinatra. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's not coming.
It's all about phrasing, Dougie.
What are you saying? Better watch out. You better not cry. Better not doubt. I'm telling you why.
Talk about confidence. Doug's comparing himself to Sinatra and winning, apparently.
Winning. 28 after the hour.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows.
A former higher-up at the USDA takes a job running public policy for DuPont. You'll meet her today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
A Georgia farm girl who spent most of her career in public and private sector jobs in Washington, D.C., is the new VP of Public Policy and Chief Sustainability Officer for DuPont. Krista Harden was most recently a Deputy Secretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
At this point in my career and my age, I wanted to do something that carried on the commitments and the elements of my career that have been very important to me, including service and working in agriculture, staying in agriculture, being able to continue my work, thinking about the next generation of farmers, who's coming up behind, who's the bench. We got to be attracting young people, different people into agriculture. So going into a company that would allow me to continue to do that was important.
For the Successful Farming
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
About to go down a street, and I just was distracted by something, Jennifer, that I saw. This is Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on the DJV program. Find his Twitter at djvshow.com. Or is it not dot? Yeah, it is. No, just DJ.
Just at DJV show.
Right, and facebook.com/DJVshow. So the Los Angeles police say the detective investigating the claims against Derek Rose is dead. She apparently killed herself, or is there some foul play here? Rose's ex-girlfriend has accused him and a couple of his friends of doing some horrible things to her. He says, Rose says, as you can imagine, these pigs always say that, it was consensual. So the LAPD opened a criminal investigation. The trial began last week. Tuesday, the detective, the lead detective, Nadine Hernandez, died. So now a lot of people are saying, what's the story here? What is the story? What's the, what on the ground in L.A., what are people saying?
I think it's just a story about cover-up and suicide here. I think most people, the L.A. Times reporting now that it was a suicide attempt. So that seems to be the way the wind's blowing in that case.
So she did commit suicide?
That's what the L.A. Times is reporting today,
really?
Yes.
Why?
That's
what was going on in her life? Did these guys get after her? I mean, that's the implication, certainly, from the between the lines of the story, is that there was some foul play here involving these guys or somebody that was an operative working with them.
Yeah, they're saying, if you don't know, we should probably like set the stage.
Yeah, go ahead.
NBA,
NBA
star Derrick Rose died, and they're saying apparently of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, right? So the officers found LAPD Detective Nadine Hernandez suffering from a single gunshot wound in the chest Tuesday afternoon in Whittier, which is an area outside of Los Angeles. And she was transported to a hospital. She died at the time.
She's dead. Derrick Rose isn't dead, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Did I say Derrick Rose? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, the girl, Hernandez.
Yeah, no, the police officer who was investigating Derrick Rose is dead. Right. And they say that they found her. She died at the hospital. They're saying that there are no signs of foul play, and they're looking at it as a suicide. They found the gun at the house, which is why they believe it to be a suicide. They don't know if it was her actual service weapon or not, but she was one of the detectives that was assigned to the Derrick Rose case. No indication that there was a connection, but, you know, there was a lot of talk that it could have been intimidation, that there could have been other stuff involved.
Yeah,
I mean, but right now, I mean, you go on the facts of the case, and it looks like it's just a suicide at the moment. I mean, for the LA Times to come out, you know, the press likes to find these little bits and pieces if they can.
So
for them to come out and say likely a suicide, you know, obviously more facts will come out. I'm sure her family will start speaking out, but, that's what they're saying now.
As a non-basketball fan, who does Derrick Rose play for?
L.A. King, L.A. Kings.
Good the job. Kings, that's how you get the... it's the Clippers?
The Clippers, yes. Yeah. Okay, so because I was wondering what the connection is. Like, why would anyone, even if there was foul play, why would anyone be backing Derrick Rose over a police officer? You know what
that's
I mean?
That's a good question, right.
Well, Derrick Rose has a reputation of being just a dirtbag, doesn't he? Pretty much.
You know, I don't, and to be honest, until this story broke, I had not heard much either way about him. I mean, I was aware of him as a player.
Oh, that's my son. He's the authority when it comes to this
stuff. He would be the one. He would follow all the basketball juice.
All right, here's listener Pat, who writes, Dear Mr. Stefan.
Uh-oh. That's what means you're in trouble. If they start out with Mr., you're in trouble.
Dear Mr. Stefan, spelled correctly, by the way.
Good.
I was listening to the program. This is from yesterday, so it was yesterday morning's program, on my morning walk, and the conversation was about the women in social media that asked women to respond if they had ever been assaulted, and this woman received, what did I say, 746,000 responses or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Right. You asked the question, why these assaults happened, and is it in the DNA of the people perpetrating it? Jennifer, as usual, hit the nail on the head. She said that if a woman gets drunk and blacks out, they become open to these predators. Predators is the key word, and because we are part of the animal kingdom, man is instinctively a predator, just like lions, tigers, and bears.
Oh, my.
Thankfully, men and women have somewhat cognizant reasoning, and they try to suppress these natural instincts, but the instinct is still there, just suppressed. Sometimes these instincts rear their ugly head, and the results are regrettable and in many cases abhorrent. My two cents worth. I give you that information because, yes, we did talk about that about this time yesterday, and it does apply to the conversation about the basketball player as well because it's the same stuff. So I'm not sure, reading between the lines here, whether this person is suggesting
That all men have this predatorial?
Okay, or that we're just normally predators? I don't feel like I'm a predator.
No. I don't know. I think that she's making sense on some level. I'm not sure if she's saying that all men have this predatorial
her experience with men may be instinct. That. It depends on what your experience and what you attract is. You know,
I think that she's correct in certain ways. Obviously, the Stanford swimmer who's a piece of scum, obviously he has some inner... you know, an inner predator. So, and a lot of these college athlete types, there is something there, yes. But I don't. I would never, ever extend that to all men, blanket statement, ever.
But I think, you know, predators, look, people that do have this nature where they're deviant, they look for opportunities to put pain on people, right? Or to put their control over people. Mm. So, I don't think it's fair to say that all men have this, but when you are in certain situations where there are vulnerable women around, if that's their prey, if that's what they're looking for, you have to be extra careful because
you have to.
That's where they're going. I mean, the people that think, oh, and I have an excuse, and oh, I can say that I'm partying, like these student athletes, like the swimmer at Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? I was just drinking and having a good time, and it got out of hand. Those people look for excuses like that,
absolutely,
so that they can make it okay in their own brain.
And I agreed. I don't know if I made it emphatic enough yesterday, but when we were talking about this, but I totally agree with Jennifer when you said yesterday, Jen, you know, if you're in college, you have to either have a buddy system, you have to maintain control over how much you're drinking, you have to be aware. And, you know, it's the same way. You wouldn't walk down a dark alley in the middle of the night.
These people
and then blame
to excuse it.
But the women do have to take responsibility for their own personal safety. You know, you wouldn't walk down a dark alley in the middle of the night and blame the mother.
You can't be yourself.
You know,
you got to look out for some scumbag who's going to come down the street or do worse things to you. What a horrible...
A lot of women go, well, I should be able to go and get drunk and pass out at a party all I want. That's not fair. Men can do the same thing. But the truth is, if you allow yourself to get drunk and pass out and black out, you have to be able to accept the consequences that you could be a victim. I mean, it's just smart. And girls do this all the time. This is not like breaking news. Girls buddy up all the time. I mean, we all know that we've been the girl that has to take care of her friends, or we've been the friend that, thank God, one of our friends has taken care of.
And, you know, women, and it's true, and women just in general need to look out for each other. Remember the story a couple months ago about the guy and the girl who were on a date in that Santa Monica restaurant, and the girl went to the bathroom, and three other women at a table nearby saw the guy put something in her wine glass?
Oh,
I mean, and then they called the police, and the manager got involved, and the guy was arrested. He was literally that woman's best friend. That's how she described him. And they were going back to his apartment that night, and it was not a date. It was a friend date. And he was obviously going to assault her. I mean, women have to look out for each other, and on top of looking out for your own safety. This is just the world we live in.
Who's bringing children into this world? I look at my grandson and think, what in the world are we doing? All right. So now that we've had that discussion, and thank you for your comments anytime, whether it's email to Doug at DougStefan.com, Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com, DJV Show, all of the stuff. We certainly are eager to bring that into the conversation. Speaking about what we're eager to do, those of you who are trying to figure out how you're going to look your best as we go into the fall and winter holiday season, we'll have Clint Carter with us in a moment with some ideas for men. Most of the time we discuss these as women, but women, listen up. Here's how to help your man up next.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Get to Kohl's starting Thursday and get your family ready for fall with 40 to 50% off Sonova Goods for Life apparel and footwear and 50 to 60% off sheets, blankets, and throws. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 10/13 through 10/23. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, 45 past the hour. Go to our Facebook page to check out conversation and Twitter as well, including this conversation from a gentleman who has a great credentials. Clint Carter is senior editor for Men's Journal magazine. He also has worked at Men's Health magazine, understands how to get men to look their best. So as we work our way into fall, Clint, the grooming guides are all over the place, fashion guides, and a lot of the musts are aimed at men. For usually it's women, but I find a lot of information floating around there for guys this fall. So what do we have in the must-have department? What about men of all ages in the must-have department?
There are a couple exciting new products that I want to talk about, and this first one is especially great for the time of year right now as we're moving into October. We're starting to get into colder weather. As this happens, a lot of guys experience, this is where you start to get sort of like dry scalp, itchy scalp as it gets colder. So the first thing is this new shampoo where Head & Shoulders has paired with Old Spice so that we have this shampoo that really helps the dry, itchy scalp, the dandruff, but it's got that Old Spice swagger scent in it. So really cool product. And this is also the shampoo that's used by the New York Giants wide receiver and Head & Shoulders ambassador Odell Beckham Jr. And he's got fantastic hair. So I don't know if it's
Bernie Sanders could have used it.
One-hand catches, but yeah.
If you watch the campaign, Bernie Sanders could have used this. We should have sent him a bottle of this stuff.
Right. Oh, he could have used some hair tips, too. I don't think that he was too concerned with his hair.
Apparently not, no.
Yeah. But, so this new product, really great for anybody that has, either dandruff or they feel some of that sort of scalp agitation, that slight itchiness.
Seborrhea. Psoriasis, things like that. Yeah.
All right,
what else?
You can pick that up, and of course, at any Walmart. And then next is this really taps into a trend with guys now, which is cosmetic dermatology, which a lot of guys are turning to get sort of an edge in their appearance. So the product is called Xeomin. It's botulinum toxin, and the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery says that these botulinum toxin procedures are now the number one cosmetic dermatology procedures for both men and women, and about 10% of the people getting them are men. So what is Xeomin exactly? It's a prescription medication. It's approved to temporarily improve the appearance of moderate to severe glabellar lines. Now, what that is the lines that form right between your eyebrows when you frown. You know, when you make kind of a frowny face, you get those 11 lines there. That's the line that this procedure is designed to treat. So really cool product, really effective. And the company that makes Xeomin is called Mares Aesthetics. And right now, they're offering a cool promotion where you can get a $100 Visa card to use toward your first procedure. So if you're interested in checking out Xeomin, you just go to their website, which is experienceprogram.com.
Experience program. I'm underscoring this. Experienceprogram.com. So is this something, even though we're focused on men, is this something women could use as well?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And a lot of people are. I mean, you know, like I said, these kind of botulinum toxin procedures, which is a class of drugs that includes Xeomin, these are the number one procedures for both men and women right now. So absolutely, women could check this out as well.
All right, so I just think that in that circumstance, it really is very interesting to see what people have done. There's a lot of negative on it, so it sounds like this could be the way to get a positive experience so you wouldn't have the negative experience of using some of the other stuff. All right, some good news, experienceprogram.com. Thank you, Clint Carter, who is the men's lifestyle editor he's had experience doing a lot of different things, and I'm appreciative of this sort of info for me and other men who are interested in how to look as well as they can. 10 before the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is this from the American Horror Story? Where did we, most of the things we had with Chuck are some horror connected. This looks like however a change in that in the organizational structure of Chuck's report. This is music from Wonder Woman, the TV show, because there's no movie yet, but isn't there a movie?
No, there is
works?
A movie. There's a movie coming out next June, a Wonder Woman movie.
Is it? But this isn't the music for that, is it?
It is. That's a theme. That's Wonder Woman's theme music.
It's very dark.
The TV? Was it the TV music? I don't remember.
No.
Wonder Woman!
So like 70s.
Yeah.
First used in Batman vs. Superman, where Wonder Woman made her first appearance, played by actress Gal Gadot, who surprisingly, to a lot of people's... a lot of people didn't think she was cast right, but she was. She's really good. She's not only got a good screen presence, but a lot of attitude on screen, and it was every bit the screen presence of Ben Affleck. And
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so.
So anyway, Doug, if you're interested, Wonder Woman, starring Gal Gadot, comes out June 2nd, 2017. And the producers and director of the film of Wonder Woman say, fear not, fans, the tone will be lighter and more uplifting than what you saw in Batman vs. Superman.
Really?
Although I'm a big fan, I go on record, I am a big fan of Batman vs. Superman. I like the dark tone. I didn't think Wonder Woman was dark in that movie. It was mostly, well, mostly Batman being a very dark character in that film. But we'll see how a solo Wonder Woman plays out. You know, the character goes back 75 years now, so she's got a wow. huge fan base. And I think you're going to see a lot of Wonder Woman in the next 10 years in feature films.
Good. It's about time we have a female superhero. I mean, everyone loves Wonder Woman.
Female director, too.
Really? I think
it
should be.
I don't know, Doug. Is that too many females?
No, not enough, as far as I'm concerned. What about Scarlett Johansson? Doesn't she play a female sort of superhero in all of these other movies?
The Avenger movies, Black Widow, and she's really good.
Yeah. So the first Iron Man, or the first bunch of them, Gwyneth Paltrow was involved, but she wasn't being a hero. Is she still in those flicks?
Well, actually, in Part 3, she sort of turned into a hero. But, yeah, she plays Robert Downey Jr.'s girlfriend, Pepper Potts, in those movies.
Is she still around in those movies, the ones that put everybody together?
She was not in the last Captain America movie, which featured a lot of Iron Man, but she did the other ones with featured other films featuring Iron Man.
Is there a sort of standalone Iron Man 4 coming out, or is it always going to be him with everybody else?
That's a good question. As of right now, the answer to that question is no. A lot of speculation that he will not, Robert Downey Jr., do a solo Iron Man movie, but will continue to appear in the Avenger movies as Iron Man.
All right. Chuck Curry, Movie News continues in a moment.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CudaCam by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CudaCam is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CudaCam cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CudaCam.com to learn why CudaCam is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
All right, Chuck, what else in the movie news bag?
Today, Doug, Disney's going to release a new trailer to Star Wars Rogue One. Film comes out
They're advertising it heavily on television. The fact that they're putting out the trailer today. I saw three or four ads last night on TV for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing why they have to run so many coming attraction trailers as if people who are movie fans, especially Star Wars fans, don't know another Star Wars movie is coming out in December. You know, the only caveat, people who are big fans of the series are a little bit nervous. This movie, Star Wars Rogue One, which is a spin-off film from the original series, but does feature Darth Vader in it, they had 40% reshoots. That is a lot. The studio's downplaying it, but we'll see how that turns out when the film comes out this time.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.